What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody. Happy New Year. This is the 2022. You get to see your overview of the new year, so yay. So I opened the program with the 9-Day Energy Reset. If you weren't able to start that on the 1st, you could start that on Monday the 10th. It's a 9-day ritual that's designed to be started on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. It is a very simple, inexpensive ritual for you to do to move forward and have all the best in 2022. So 2022 in numerology, if you add up the digits of the year, 2, 2, and 2, it equals a 6. 6 is the number of love. So this is the year that you lean into the things that give you the greatest joy. First, we start with loving ourselves. That's number one. The second thing we do is we start being with people that we love, care about, give us a sense of joy, all right? And as much as possible, step back from the people that do the opposite, all right? So in other words, you concentrate on the new way that you want to live your life, not concentrating on the old way of living your life. But you've got to remember that in this year, 2022 adds up to a 6, number of love. So do, be, experience love in 2022. Draw yourself toward that. Allow that to come to you. So I have a lot of you lined up. This is my most popular program that I do every year. So I am going to take these calls in the order that they have come in. Every single one of you that's on hold right now is going to be able to get your overview power month for 2022. So please hang in there. Every single one of you that's on hold right now is going to be able to get on the air to get that with me. All right. But I'm taking these calls in the order they come in. And the first caller is from area code 702, which I'll get to in a second. Now, here's how it's going to work. I'll have to pay attention because I'm going to go through these calls pretty fast, all right? When I say, hello, 702, who's this, or whatever the area code is, I want you to immediately tell me your first name. That's all you need to tell me is your first name. And I'm going to, because you tell me the first name, tell you what I see for you in 2022, okay? So please pay attention. Don't be distracted. Just pay attention because, again, I'm going to go through these calls really, really fast. So I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702. This might be my computer and not their computer. So hold on to get to it. Hello, 702, can you hear me? Let's see if I can get you back on. Hang on. Hello, 702, who's this?
Hi, Mona, it's Christopher.
Oh, hi, Christopher. You're the first today. How fun is that?
Yay!
All right, let me see. All right, let me see what I want to tell you for the new year. Okay.
Thank you.
So it's talking about the development of your own intuitive ability. It's also saying here that your power number for 2022 is the number 7. It's also looks like the development of your own intuitive ability to a much higher level where you start to trust your immediate first reaction to people and situations. So what it's saying here is not only do I see that your power number is the number 7, it looks like the month of July is the power month for you. So it could be that come July, you decide to start your own side business or side gig. It's saying that you get to be a little bit more creative in 2022 and that any sort of writing any kind of writing opportunity that you'd like to get into, this would be the year to do it. But it's also saying here that there is a person coming towards you that actually either helps you career-wise or romantically. So there's a person coming towards you that is a very organic, very loving relationship that's coming towards you. So it may be that you have dismissed that part of your life in some way, but according to this, that's not what happens moving forward, is there's this re-engagement, and I almost want you to prepare for the month of July to be your power month. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, so for example, let's say you've always wanted to go to Alaska. Let me just give you that as an example. It would be July I would plan for the cruise to Alaska. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my friend, thanks for being first. See you later.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay, all right, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 352 area code. Hello, 352. Who's this?
Hello, Joanna. Happy New Year.
Hi, Joanna. All right, let's see what the cards want to tell you. So the first card that's coming up in your reading is talking about your own exhaustion, and then it looks like, especially in 2021, it feels like you've been burning the candle at both ends. So what it's saying here is that you have to work on being able to have downtime. It feels like you're a bit like the Energizer Bunny, where you go, 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 and then when you stop, you immediately fall asleep. It just feels like there's no relaxation. There's no like social engagement. It also says here that you will probably get out of a situation in 2022, and it feels like you use your career to get out of an uncomfortable either job situation or personal situation. It's a card of you getting out of a trapped or uncomfortable environment. So I'm actually thinking that there's a job offer being presented to you that you don't initially find so exciting. But it's saying that taking the new opportunity allows you to open up to things that you wouldn't have realized had you not taken the opportunity, all right? There's also a fella coming up here in your cards, Joanna, that looks like he's not very supportive of you. So I don't know if this is a personal relationship or if this is somebody in business, but what I don't like about this fella is this feeling of him being cheap, all right? Like stingy with his time, stingy with his money, stingy with his attention. And that's a relationship that this says you step back from in 2022. So remember, I opened the program with the whole concept that 2022 is the year of love, all right?
Yes.
So the more you relax into the year of love, the vibration of love, everything starts to shift for you. And I super support that for you, Joanna, in 2022. So I hope that helps. Thanks for calling in. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you. All right. I've got somebody here from the 863 area code. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Julia.
Oh, hi, Julia. All right. Let me see what the new year holds for you. So we're stepping back from a painful 2021, according to your cards. It feels like your best energy, your highest ethics have almost been used against you. In other words, they feel like that, you know, if I don't do it, Julia will do it. It's in a work situation, it would be the gal that make sure that her job looks good because she has to cover the butt of other people's work. But what it's saying here is that you're in a political environment right now that is incredibly unfair to you, all right? So you keep trying to do your best, and what it's saying is it almost feels like your best is being used against you, that they're taking advantage of the fact that your good nature, your high ethics are, they count on that because you know that if it doesn't get done the right way that you know how to do it, that it might not get done or somebody might be in an uncomfortable situation because it's not done. So what it's saying is that there's a big release of that for you and that it's something that you concentrate on over the next eight to 10 weeks, that you step back from that situation, all right? So if it's personal, it's probably somebody that needs extra care, and you're the one that seems to step up. If it's professional, it seems like, oh, well, Julie will do it. I don't have to do it. Julie will do it. So my big advice for either one is for you to step back from taking 100% responsibility for other people's failures. So if I could give you a New Year's resolution, is I'm going to stay in my own lane and do my stuff. That's you, all right? What it's also saying here is that it's time for you to leave a very, very painful, uncomfortable situation, because 2022, the more you perpetuate an uncomfortable vibe, the more you draw it to you. All right. So you would highly benefit from doing the 9-day energy reset. It's only going to cost you a few dollars to download it. It's seriously, it would be a really good start for you to step back from being in such an uncomfortable vibe. Now, it's saying here that your power number is the number 6. And again, number of love. All right. That you concentrate more on what you love moving forward in 2022 and step back from your good nature, your ethics, your sense of responsibility being taken advantage of. Okay?
Yes. Wow. That was on point. Yes.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Vince.
Oh, hi, Vince. All right, let me see what the cards want to tell you. So the biggest issue that seems to happen with you is that you're not good at working the political environment around you, all right? So you literally have a card called politics. Now, in regular tarot, that's the 7 of Swords. In my deck, it's a card that's literally called politics. It means that you align yourself with the person in power and you don't pay attention to the stinking thinking people that make it so that you pitch yourself against whoever's in authority. In other words, you don't make it about me against the man or the people in charge. You align yourself with the people in charge because it's saying here that you have a habit of doing things the hard way, all right? And I'm going to tell you that your power number that's coming up, and this number is repeating in your cards, is the number 8, which would also make August your power month in 2022. But 8 is the number of fate, karma, and destiny, all right? That you finally learn the lesson that it doesn't matter where you are or where you work. It's about aligning with the person in power, all right? You don't take anything they say or do personally. It's literally about you aligning with the person in power, all right? So here's the thing. You have in my deck, there's an extra card. It's called the Master. It is the most powerful card in the entire deck of the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And you have that smack in the middle of the cards I just drew for you, which means you do it the hard way because of the position that it's in, that you don't turn over a lot of your problems or issues to spirit. You take them on yourself, and then you start getting upset, and you start looking for what's wrong in the environment around you instead of concentrating on what's right. Now, again, what it's saying here is that if there's a new job coming towards you, that happens in the next 5 weeks. But then you've got to make a promise to yourself and to spirit that the next job or the current job you're in right now, you align with the person in power, all right? You don't look for a reason to sue them over an injury. You don't listen to the gossip that goes on behind the scenes from coworkers. You just align with the person in power. And that's what's going to make your next opportunity or the current opportunity better for you. All right, Vince, I hope that helps. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you. Thank you. You too.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Happy New Year. It's Amala. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amala. Okay, so let me see what the cards want to tell you for the year.
I'm excited.
You're so funny. Remember, everybody that's on hold right now is going to be able to get through to me, so don't go anywhere because I'm taking these calls in the order that they come in. So it doesn't matter how long you've been on hold. If you're on hold right now, y'all are going to get onto my program, so don't go anywhere. All right. So, Amala, what it's saying here for you is that you have a truth to teach people. All right?
Yeah.
It's your personal truth. It's about your journey. I actually wonder if there's something like maybe a screenplay that talks about your own issues and your own challenges that you've had spiritually in this lifetime. But it also talks about your own intuitive ability stepping up in a much more powerful way. So it's saying here that you need to start keeping a record of these intuitive imprints that you get, that your dreams are going to get much more meaningful, much more intense. And it's interesting because, you know, I usually wake up, you know, from sleep without remembering my dreams. And over the last couple of days, I wake up with this huge impression connected with my dreams. So one of the things that I think is happening is because, again, this year resonates the number six. So spirit is always going to keep sending you love, all right? It's going to keep sending it to you. And it's going to keep sending you messages of realization, all right? Like I woke up with a slogan day before yesterday morning, I woke up with a slogan. So I've been, 2022 actually represents 20 years of my doing this professionally, all right? I've had the psychic arts license since 2002. But what's interesting is I woke up with this slogan in my head, 2 decades, 1 psychic.
Wow.
I know, right? So,
what
I'm telling you is that spirit's trying to evolve your own intuitive ability to the next level.
Okay.
And
that's
awesome. It's about you receiving your blessings. Now, the other thing that's going to be very purposeful for you moving forward is it's going to be very purposeful because it's about bringing harmony to your own sense of wellness or chaos, and that by filling yourself up first, there's a huge healing that happens for you.
Okay.
So
wonderful.
These are big, big cards because the other card that's not only do you have in traditional tarot, there's a card called the High Priestess. In my deck, it's called Inner Voice. It's the first card in your reading, all right? The power number connected that is the number 2. So I'm going to say a couple things. First, I think February is your power month. And secondly, I think the next 2 months is all about the intuitive impressions that are going to be presented to you, all right?
Yeah.
And then the anchor card to your reading is a card called the Fool. Now, I love this card because it's the choice of your spirit to be in this lifetime in the first place.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
So you chose to be here, right? You chose to actually live a more intuitive life, more intuitive than most people, okay? So what it says here is that you need to start agreeing with it, that it's part of your life purpose, all right?
Exactly. I just wanted to share something because about my dream just really quickly. I've never done a kid's book. I'm an author already. And this kid's book just completely played out in my dream a week ago. It's all done. It's like totally like a screenplay. It played like a movie, and I'm writing it. And it's, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Well, here's the other thing is that there could be a screenplay about your inspiration to write this book.
Ah, okay.
I'm just saying. Beautiful. So it's interesting because you say that, is that when I decided to write Dice Wisdom, it was originally called Chancing Life Wisdom and a Dice Toss, and it was a book, right? You'd buy the book, you'd get dice, you'd actually do it. Then my fabulous husband said, you know, your book would make a great app. So we actually developed the app, and it's called Dice Wisdom. You can download it. Well, it's a way of asking questions right on your phone. Cost you a couple dollars to download it. Once it's on your phone forever. Well, I woke up with the whole concept of that from a dream. So I totally get what you're talking about because the thing that one of the healthy – there are two really healthy things that people can do in 2022. First, get better rest. Second, drink more water.
Yeah.
You know, there's – if y'all look up Japanese water cure on the internet, you'll see that there's this recommendation that you drink about 60% of your water for the day – right when you wake up. So I'm just going to tell you the formula real quick. It's specifically like this. You wake up at 7 a.m., you drink an 8-ounce glass of water. At 7:15, you drink another 8-ounce glass. At 7:30, 7:45, 8 o'clock. So by 8 o'clock, you've drunk at least 40 ounces of water. Now, what that does is that it tells your body, if you do it on a regular basis, that you're going to always hydrate it when you wake up in the morning. You see? So a lot of the more alkaline you put your system, the more healing that it becomes. So just FYI, you made me think of that, so I just thought I'd throw it out there. All right, Amala, Happy New Year.
Happy 22. Thank you, Mona. God bless.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go back to the calls. I think this is Wendy, one of my most loyal callers. Hi, Wendy.
Happy New Year 2022, fabulous Mona.
All right, so I'm going to see what the new year has in store for you. Did you get your new furniture?
Now I'm deciding between one desk that has a mermaid on it each side. It's an antique replica. The other one has inlaid coconut shells.
Oh, man. Tough choice.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. You are coming out of a very, very uncomfortable three-year period. All right? The fact that you're coming out of this uncomfortable three-year period actually releases you from a feeling of being trapped or limited in any way at all, all right? So now it says that you're probably going to take on some sort of a part-time job, and and I actually think that you'll probably get that within the next 9 weeks or so of this year, with your power month being March. All right, your power number is number 3. Your power month is the month of March. It says here that you work for a fella that knows the professionalism that you bring to the table. So whatever your work situation is right now, I really want you to allow that to fade into the past in some way, because this is saying that you're going to take on a new job. It says over the next 9 weeks or by March, that ends up being a very, very good fit for you. So and the reason I'd like you to take on this sort of a job is not so much because of the money, all that, though that won't hurt. It's more about the social interaction and structure that you bring to your life. So it feels like you actually go into a sense of ritual or routine. Some people do really well when they actually have to be at a job, say from 8 a.m. to noon or 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., whatever it is. It's like it could be that you take on 20 hours a week where you make a decent salary. It's enough to be able to go to work. But the more important thing is the social interaction that goes along with you talking to people. That's incredibly important. So I really would love to see you take on an opportunity specifically because it gives you a little pocket money, but more importantly, it allows you to interact with people. Okay? And it says that you work for a man that he actually has no problem with working with people that are a bit more mature. I'm sorry, I got a flash on something for you. So, you know, here in Las Vegas, I watch Fox 5 News. Fox 5 has been like very, very good to me. They've had me on for the charity events that I've done, and they had me on this week because of the new year. Anyway, Fox 5 News locally has just been really delightful to me. I'm just super grateful that they call me and we do little segments together. Well, in the evening news on Fox 5, they have something called The Rant, right? And this woman called in, this must have been Tuesday night or Wednesday night, called in and said, I'm ranting about the fact that they talk about how there's a huge employment shortage and they can't get people to get hired and it's a huge staffing shortage. And she goes, I'm 70 years old, I'm healthy, I'm not on any medication, I'm great with people and nobody will hire me, right? And I'm sitting there, good for her, right? Good for her getting on there and talking about the truth of what it is, right? Well, the next day, someone called in and said, tell whatever the gal's name was, I'll hire her. As long as she can pass a drug test, I'll hire her. And it was for a company that they have people that, it's a security company, and they have people that just basically observe to make sure everything's okay, right? So she'd probably make $15 an hour just standing around observing people, maybe telling them to put their mask back up or whatever. But I'm just telling you, it's what I keep getting with you, Wendy, is that you're going to get a job, and I get it to be maybe 20 or 30 hours a week, that you make some decent money. But the most important thing is the fact that you have structure and that you can interact with people. So, all right, my friend, Power Month is 3. Power month is March. Power number is 3, okay?
That's beautiful and right on because I have to get a job because I need to up our income to qualify for a new apartment. They want now 3 times whatever the rent is in Sacramento. So that's
oh my
why
God.
I'm doing it. You're right.
All right.
Yes.
All right, my
yes.
friend. All the power to you and just remember that March is your power month, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Mona.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye.
Yes.
All right, I've got somebody here from, hold on. I lost my pen. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770, who's this?
Hi, this is Tamecia.
Okay, say your first name again.
Tamecia.
Oh, pretty name.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's see what the new year's holding for you. Okay. So, wow. There's a lot of people in your reading here. And I want to tell you that there's a card out there in traditional tarot, and it's the same card in my deck. And it's called the Lovers. All right. It literally means partnership, taking a love relationship to the next level, finding a new partnership. So when I say that 2022 is the year of love, to me, see, it's saying that's pointed at you, girl. Pointed at you, all right? So here's the thing. The way you have the Lovers card is the best way to get it in any position. It means that you fall in love with someone for all the right reasons. Yes, there's an attraction, but you hold yourself back from that initial attraction and see if the person has the smarts, goals, is in a good financial place. In other words, you make sure that you can actually talk to this person, right? Mm-hmm. What it's saying is that you're finally ready intuitively, spiritually, everything, intellectually. You're ready for this great love. And that's what is being drawn to you this year is this great love. Now, I actually see that there are some younger people around you that look like you're helping them get to a next level in some way, that you are helping them pursue their sort of their goals, their lifestyle. There's a healing that you're helping them with. And that if I had chosen a career for you, I would have told you to go into psychology specifically because you are so good at helping people get on the right path. And I'm going to go into even a previous life with you. In a previous life, you were either a high spiritual leader, like Mother Superior in the church, or a medicine woman, or there was a healing energy that you had, and that you carry that into this lifetime. And that's part of the reason why there's almost a compulsiveness with you to be there to help people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm actually in healthcare, so.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. All I'm telling you is that your big concentration right now is the concentration of love. What does love mean to you in all areas of your life? So your power number is the number 6. Your power month is going to be June.
So is that saying, like, it's not a new lover or some old already around?
So there's a fella showing up in your cards that you can't find anything wrong with, all right? So what I see here is a struggle from a past relationship that you finally realize there's no future there and that you open yourself up to this new relationship. So this is not somebody you already know.
Okay.
So all I want you to do is the 2-second rule. Do you know what that is?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That was a trick question because I made it up. Okay, so here's the 2-second rule. The next time you see someone attractive and you want to see if they clue in on that sort of a mutual connection with you, all you mm-hmm. do is you look at them for 2 seconds. So let's say you're standing in the, Starbucks line, and you see see someone a few people back, and you turn around mm-hmm. and you catch their eye. You look mm-hmm. at them with like a sparkle in your eye for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Now, 2 seconds is a super long time when you're looking at someone in the eye. 1,001, mm-hmm. 1,002, long time. But you're sending a smile to that person. Now, then you turn back around and you start looking at your phone or whatever you're doing while you're waiting in line, right? Well, if he comes up to you and says, do I know you? You could say, oh, no, I don't know you at all. You just looked like a nice person, so I smiled at you.
Oh, okay.
So what happens is that might open a dialogue. But I call it the 2-second rule, that when you see someone attractive, look at them for 2 seconds. Look them in the eye for 2 seconds. See if there's something more there, all right?
Okay.
Just see. Because this is literally saying that you are ready for the adventure of love, my friend. So, all right, thanks for the call. Happy New
Thank
Year.
You.
All right,
Thank
see you
happy.
Later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. Let's see what the New Year wants to tell you, okay?
Okay.
So when I went to my little commercial break a few minutes ago, I reshuffled the cards. So here's mm-hmm. the thing. Your first card in your reading is a card called the Fool. Now, the Fool is always the choice to be in this lifetime, okay? You've done some incredibly intense, karmically aware events in this lifetime, all right? And when you get the Fool in this position, it's one thing to get the Fool upright, which would be, I can't wait to be in this lifetime. I don't really give a crap what happens. I just want to be here, right? When you mm-hmm. get the Fool reversed, it's the door flying wide open, a red carpet rolling out, you're wearing an amazing outfit, your hair is perfect, your nails are done, they're handing you a glass of champagne and a bag of money, okay? Mm-hmm. So in other words, when you get the Fool in this position, my interpretation of the card is that you have planned to do some very, very strategic, karmically aware events in this lifetime, all right? So having said that, what it's saying here is that you're going to find that your life becomes more and more purposeful in 2022 than in any other year that you've been here, okay? So as I'm looking at your cards, you're also going to realize that there's nobody in the world like you. Now, I'm going to give you 2 power months this year and 1 power number. The power months are between May and September of 2022, all right? The first thing you need to realize is that nobody does what you do the way you do it. You came in this lifetime specifically designed to do some very, very karmically aware things. That's why you're here, right? The other lucky number that's coming up in your cards, the other lucky month, power month, is the number 9. So I'm going to say your power number is 9. Your power months are between May and September of this year. This is saying do not be afraid of stepping into your power. And that your power is unique to you, my friend.
Okay.
So if you're in a situation right now, say a work situation where you're not appreciated, it's time for you to start applying now for another job. If it feels like, and it's funny because the first caller the second caller this morning was all about this woman's good nature being used against her, her high level of ethics and morality being used against her. I just want to tell you that I don't want you to be taken advantage of. I don't mind that you work hard. I just want you to work hard and be rewarded for it. So this all makes more sense to you than it does to me, but you were ready to hear it or you wouldn't have called.
Thank you, Mona.
All right, Jacqueline. You go kick butt this year, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
am
see you later.
I'm ready.
Happy New Year, girl.
Emma,
see ya.
You too.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ashiel. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ashiel. All right, let's see what New Year wants to tell you. Hold on. Okay, so I want to tell you that if you were to have one tagline for 2022, it would be don't procrastinate, that I'm not going to procrastinate. If there's anything I need to take care of, I'm going to take care of it. That's literally what this means, all right? It's also saying here that your own impression of people, it feels like your immediate impression of people is going to be the key to your success business-wise in 2022. So let's say you were an actor. I'm just going to use this as an example. Let's say you were an actor or performer. It could be that for the first few months of 2022, specifically February and March of 2022, that you run into people that help you create a photo resume, right? So let's say you wanted to be an actor. So you end up running across a photographer that says to you, hey, I'm only going to charge you $50 to do a photo shoot, and I'll create this wonderful video resume picture resume for you. You have to allow me to use that in my promotional items. Do you see what I mean? It's almost as if it works out to be a very beneficial trade that you're actually going to meet some partners in 2022 that help you get forward. It could be that someone that you end up meeting knows a director that's looking for someone exactly like you to be a part in a movie or a commercial. So let's just say that you were going to go into acting. Let's say that was your profession. What it keeps saying is that whatever passion that you want to have moving forward, I want you to pay attention to how the universe is trying to motivate you in that direction, that there will be things that are presented to you that seem to come out of the blue. And the reason I don't want you to procrastinate is that you will have to take advantage of those things in the moment. Right? So let's say you're out in a nightclub and there's a guy taking photographs and he looks at you and goes, could I take a picture of you and are you okay if I use your picture as a promotional thing? And you're like, sure, I just want to have the photo credit for it so that I can add that to my own experience. Do you see what I mean? What I'm telling you is that especially in February and March of this year, it feels like the spotlight finds you. So whatever it is you want, it says that 90% of your success, I think Howard Stern actually originally said this, 90% of your success is just showing up, all right? Your power number in 2022 is the number 3 because it's repeating in your cards here. But it's saying that whatever when you can just tap into your own intuition and say, I need to do whatever this thing is, honor it, agree with it, right? Because it's going to motivate you further in such a big way that I want to tell you that you're leaving the crap behind and you want to look at the crap as though it's fertilizer for this year, that everything that's happened up into this year is actually motivating you to be this huge success in 2022. So I hope that helps, my friend, but thanks for the call and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, too.
All right. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to hold on. Let me get them. All right. Now I'm going to go to area code 416. Hello, 416. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Jane. Happy New Year.
Oh, hi, Jane. All right. Let's see. Let's see what the New Year wants to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, so the that's funny, I accidentally drew six cards. So I really don't want you to be around any situation or person that causes you pain and sorrow, all right? You have two cards okay. here that talk about pain and sorrow slipping into the past. I want you to let pain and sorrow slip into the past, all right? What it's saying okay. here is that you're coming out of a very uncomfortable, emotional, sort of brain foggy kind of vibration. You're coming out of that. I want you to let yourself come out of it. Don't go back to take up the mantle of pain. And that if this pain is connected with a certain person, you need to let go of that person. Because what I'm getting here is that there's a new... there's a new guy coming towards you that I really, really like. He's somebody that can slay dragons for you. This is not somebody that's going to take the best of you and then criticize you for you putting your best out there, because you're going to drop that vibration. You're going to drop the vibration of people taking advantage of you. You're letting that go. And in the meantime, you're going to use your career to find the next thing you want to do. Now, if I had gotten a hold of you right out of high school, I would have told you to go into nursing or psychology, specifically because in your life you've handled a whole bunch of pain, all right? And the fact that you've handled it and you've gotten on the – and now you're getting on the other side of it, okay? The fact that that's happening makes you somebody that can coach people that have gone through what you've been through. Does this make sense?
It does.
Okay.
I took psychology, actually.
Oh, cool. All right. Here's the thing.
But I didn't do anything with
it. Here's the thing, is that there's one specific pain that you've had to deal with, and I would love you to write a paper or a guide or something to get you to show people how to step back from the pain. And you know the secret to breaking any bad habit, whether that's dwelling on painful things or whatever. The secret to breaking any bad habit is to not dwell on the bad habit. It's not to sit in the cesspool of the pain of that bad habit, right? That's not how you get healthy.
Yeah.
The way you get healthy is concentrating on the new thing that makes you feel better.
That's how you get out of it.
You distract your head to retrain your head towards something that kicks in the dopamine that goes along in your brain, that gives you a sense of satisfaction, right? It's why so many people exercise is one thing to keep your muscles strong, but the reason why people exercise is not so much about that. It's the dopamine that gets triggered in the brain because you've actually exerted yourself, right? I actually think that it's almost as if I want to give you the title, Breaking the Habit of Pain. Because it's a bad habit. Now, granted, nothing I tell you replaces any medical advice, but I'm telling you here, you have the power to do this. And then because of that, there's this new fella that comes towards you that actually feels like your champion in some way. I really love this guy.
Oh, wow.
And you meet him in due course, because you decide to do something a little more global than you've done before, my friend.
Oh, okay.
All right, Jane. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Later. Bye.
All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I had to do that little commercial so I could clear the cards again. And just a reminder, everybody that's on hold right now is going to get on my program, so don't hang up because I'm taking the calls in the order that they're on hold. So I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. Let's see what the new year holds for you, okay?
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so this is the first time today I've seen this card.
Oh.
Now,
oh
in
boy.
Traditional tarot, this card is called what?
I said, oh boy. I just said, oh
okay.
boy. That's
so,
all.
In traditional tarot, there's a card called the Sun. All right? In my deck, it's called Innocence. But the card means the same thing. It means taking joy in the moment. All right? That the happiness of your life is found in the moment. All right? So in traditional tarot, the Sun means happiness, happy marriage, contentment, this feeling of being at peace in your life. Well, that's the major card that's coming up in your reading, and it resonates the number 19. And if you add 1 and 9 together, it equals 10. So if you drop the 0 for numerology, your power number in 2022 is the number 1. All right. I would also go on to say that you have 2 power months in 2022, which would be, 2021 earlier. 2022 is what I'm focusing on. The 2 power months this year for you would be January and October, all right? Now, here's what's interesting, is it talks about over the next 5 to 7 weeks, you are actually going to throw yourself into a path of what you really want moving forward. You're going to concentrate on what you really want moving forward, okay? So that means that you may be changing jobs, Sharon, or you might actually get the job you deserve in the next 5 to 7 weeks. Now, whenever I pick up career things with people, the first thing I always tell them is update their LinkedIn profile.
Okay.
Okay? Get your LinkedIn profile as accurate and as up-to-date as you possibly can, all right? Put a great picture of yourself. Put the banner picture in the background of the place that you most want to live or the place that you live now if you like it. But what it's saying is that there's a big vibration of change being presented to you all for your advantage, that you don't have to compromise with what you want. The other cards surrounding this happy card literally talks about money and legacy. So whatever's about to be presented to you career-wise is going to make you more money, all right? And that it's time for you to concentrate on what is your 5-year plan, that your 5-year plan starts right now. So what are you going to do about it?
Okay. Wow.
So happiest card in the whole deck, smack in the middle of your reading. And it all boils down to what's going to make Sharon happy, that you concentrate on what's going to make you happy and you start doing those things that make you happy.
That's wonderful. That was a great reading, and I think
all
I know
right,
what
gal,
you're
pal.
Talking about, too.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 805. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona. This is Donna. Happy New Year.
Oh, hi, Donna. Let's see what the cards want to tell you for the new year, okay?
Great. All right.
Okay, so So you have the number 7 repeating in your reading, okay? Now, okay. You have a minor number 7 card, which is the 7 of Wands in traditional tarot. You have the major number 7 card, which is the Chariot in traditional tarot. And in my deck, it's called Awareness. And awareness is the whole foundation of how I do my readings, all right? Being in the moment and seeing how you can change and shift for the most positive version of yourself moving forward, all right? Now, I want to tell you the traditional meaning of this card called Awareness in traditional tarot. Now, in traditional tarot, it's called the Chariot, and it shows a gladiator in a chariot, and in front of him, he's got a white sphinx and a black sphinx, all right? So some people will say that the black sphinx represents bad, and the white sphinx represents good. So it's like good and evil, all right? Negative and positive. It's the polarity of the two forces that he has actually got in front of him, right? He can't initiate the power of just one of the sphinxes because his chariot will be dragged along or go in circles. So he's got to initiate the power of both to move forward. So it's the ultimate politics card. All right. It means working the political environment around you to your benefit. So you use the power of momentum, thinking about maybe how you do a knockdown dominoes when you used to, as a kid, set up dominoes and you'd knock down the first one and then it'd all fall, right? Well, what it's saying here is that you look above the powers that are moving you forward towards your goal. All right. It's actually using the forward motion of negative energy and positive energy to move you forward, all right? Now, the reason I say that and the reason I'm spending so much time with that, Donna, is because we got to get out of – hold on. What? You still there?
Nothing. I'm listening. Yes.
Okay. So the reason I took such a long time to explain that card to you is that you have to break the habit of doing things the hard way. All right. So there was a caller earlier today in my program, and it was Vince. And I said to Vince, we can't make it about you against the people in charge. You have to align yourself with the people in charge. All right. You're incredibly good at what you do for work. And if you're in the wrong environment for what you do for work, then it's time to change jobs. But we don't make it about, well, they haven't been loyal to me or they haven't been good to me. We don't go there. We go into, I'm going to go where I'm more appreciated, all right? Because according to this, you can handle a great deal of stress. Sometimes I see cards like yours when somebody actually works for the police department, that they have to be right in the moment to be able to handle something. So, for example, a dispatcher, when an emergency call comes in, they have to be able to discern very quickly what the right action would be moving forward. What it's saying is that if you're going to break any bad habits in 2022, it's going to be don't do anything the hard way. If it's the hard way, don't do it. Your resolution is everything comes to me easily, all right?
Yeah,
the right things
like
come
that.
To me easily. But what I keep getting is that you are ready to let go of what's not working for you to move forward into what is working for you. You have two power numbers that are coming up in your reading. Your power month is July, right? But your power numbers are the number 7 and the number 8. All right, Donna, Happy New Year. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Mona.
See you later.
You too. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code Fabulous Las Vegas, 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, 702. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Maria.
Oh, hi, Maria. Let's see what the new year wants to tell you, okay?
Yeah, okay, this is Marina. Sorry about that. I don't think you can hear me.
Oh, it's Marina?
Yeah, Marina.
Okay, Marina. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, I got to get my cat out of the way here. Go over here. All right, sorry. Sometimes She shows up in people's readings when she especially likes them. So Marina, apparently my cat thinks you're pretty awesome. So
I love
so here's
cats.
The thing. Well,
okay.
She all of our cats are rescues, and that's why I'm so supportive of the NSPCA. I'm supportive of the Poppy Foundation and Urban Underdogs. That's why I'm such an animal lover when it comes to helping these nonprofits. But anyway, back to you. What it's saying here is that there are two fellas here that one is very immature and needs a lot of your focus, Marina. And I don't particularly like him, all right? Because it seems like he's sort of a black hole for attention. You know, that it's like the more that you do for him, the weaker he becomes. All right? So he's not my favorite, all right? He may be cute, he may be really fun to be around, but I just get this feeling of the walls closing in around you because of him, that it feels like he's just too needy for you. So he's the one I don't like. Then there's another fella coming towards you that looks like he could be your champion. He's somebody that is, he knows his stuff, there's a new beginning that's being presented to you. I actually think that you meet the second fella or may have already met the second fella because of your job, all right? Now, here's the thing with the second fella is that he may not be yet totally available, all right?
Okay.
So he could be just out of a relationship or separated from his wife or whatever like that. He's not totally available yet. So I don't want you to be playing any kind of footsies with him until he is available. And then I would still wait until he's after officially divorced so he can sow some wild oats before you actually get intimate with him, all right? So, but there's a fella here that's coming towards you that I really like. We just have to be patient enough to get on the other side of him going through what he's going through right now. I also want to switch tracks and talk about your job for a second, because what it's saying is that it's become incredibly uncomfortable. What line of work are you in?
Oh, okay. So I'm a truck driver, and I started with a new company this past week.
Okay. So you already got out of a bad company.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That's fine. I just want you to start treating the new company like it truly is a new beginning for you.
Okay.
And don't let yourself get too caught up in any of the political shenanigans that are around you, because that's what happened at the last job. So all you do is you kind of keep your head down, you do the job, you don't get yourself involved in any other crap, right? You're just moving forward in a way that works for you, because this new beginning is actually going to work really well for you, and it allows you to step back from this very scattered dude that I'm seeing that you may have been, I guess you've learned the lesson of this fella. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. All right, my friend. Happy New Year.
Okay. Okay,
thanks
for the
call.
Happy New Year to you. Thank
okay,
you. Have
see
a good
you later.
Day. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi, this is Felicia. Thanks for taking my call, and Happy New Year.
Hi, Felicia. All right.
Hi.
Actually, you know, one of my favorite regular clients is named Felicia.
Oh.
Just saying. It's one of my favorites. So, all right, I love the name. Just saying.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to see what the new year wants to tell you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so I don't know that I could have picked any better cards for you than the ones I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
So the first card's talking about you blooming into your potential. In other words, relaxing into what you know super well, all right, which is awesome. The next card's talking about nobody does what you do the way you do it. So I want to tell you that the secret of my success is three things. Nobody does what I do the way I do it. The people that are meant to find me will find me. Like every caller today, we were supposed to have an interaction. That's what I firmly believe, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last
I
one
believe
is,
that too.
See, there's my girl. The last one is all you have to do is respond. That's all you have to do is no one does what you do the way you do it. People that are meant to find you will find you. All you have to do is respond. Now, then smack in the middle of your cards is this card of you stepping into your spotlight. So it's almost as if your whole life has led up to this moment where you're actually stepping into your power, stepping into your spotlight, helping people with what you already know and what you've learned, all right? It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Then there's this fella here that looks like he helps you, or you might even find him romantically attractive, but he's an amazing guy, dark hair, dark eyes, likely to be an earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, that you meet by coincidence. Now, when I say you meet him by coincidence, is because you choose to put yourself in the spotlight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you choose to train or teach other people things that make their life better because you yourself have lived through them. These are incredibly powerful cards, my friend. So your luck, your actual power number is the number 8. And I'm going to give you a second number, the number 17.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm giving you that number is because right smack in the middle of your cards is this card called the Star in traditional tarot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is the balance of spiritual and material. It is it is you being perfectly aligned to be in the spotlight or to show other people the way.
Mm-hmm.
So any opportunity where you're showing people a new way of doing things, teaching them how to do something, motivational speaking would be, I would love for you to sign up for Toastmasters just to go in that direction, because it's you being your own hero story, and as a result of that, inspiring other people to do the same.
Thank you for that. I was thinking about going to Toastmasters.
Oh, there you go. All right. These are beautiful cards, Felicia. Thanks for tuning
in. Thank you.
All right.
You're
see you
welcome.
Later. Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hi. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Let's see what the new year wants to tell you, okay?
Okay.
How'd you find my program?
I just went on a little while ago, and it was weird. I just said, I'm going to be next, and I was next, and I'm next.
Wow. Well, everybody that's on hold right now is getting on the program, so I'm taking the calls as they come in, which works great. So, okay, so your power number in 2022 is the number 5. Now, I want to tell you about the number 5. 5 is the number of communication, okay? Now, we're actually coming out of 2021, which is the vibration of the number 5, and we're going into the vibration of the number 6, which is the number of love, all right? So I want you to, it's going to sound very strange, I want you to love what you're communicating to people. I want you to believe what you're communicating to people, all right? It says here that people will respond to the truth that you're presenting, Suzanne, all right? And that your skill set actually applies to more than one industry. So your background, your vibration, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you were a teacher. I'm just going to use this as an example. And you've decided you don't want to be a teacher anymore, but you want to do something different where your background and experience actually would contribute to a whole different kind of career. So I would then tell you, if you were a teacher and wanted to try something new, to maybe think about getting into human resources as a trainer, because they're going to show you how to train people to do something new. But now you're not a teacher anymore. You're actually working an HR thing where you're working Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 with weekends off. Right? You still end up with the same benefits, maybe a little less time off, but now you're doing something totally different that allows you to grow into that direction. I'm actually seeing that there's some sort of a shift that happens for you in 2022 career-wise, and I actually think that's going to happen between June and September of 2022. Remember, your power number is communication. You seem to attract, on another note, you seem to attract high-maintenance men. Men that seem to need a lot of hand-holding or paving the way to communicate with you, whatever it is that you seem to attract guys that are kind of tough, all right? What it's saying is that you're going to break that habit too. that if a fella is not articulate enough to be able to interact with you, you're going to find a way to step back from them. So this is a huge shift for you to actually go forward into what you really want to do moving forward. That gives you a sense of, I'm going to say it this way, power and purpose. All right, Suzanne, okay. Big cards. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'm going on a job interview next week. It's kind of with the same thing, but it's more money. So.
Oh, you go, girl. Yeah. That's exactly the kind of thing I'm seeing for you.
Good, and I just got off all the dating sites. I'm just letting God send me somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's probably why I'm seeing these, like, kind of guys around you. I think that the best way, and I'm spending a little more time with you to tell you this, I think the best way for you to meet a fella is by showing up in person for something new to learn. Like, let's say you decide to go the OSHA Occupational Safety and Health Administration classes. Most of those are free. So you end up taking CPR and first aid in the new era of COVID, for example. But you're going to meet a whole lot of other people that have to do the same thing for any kind of certification. And most of those people are fellas. All right? But you're not going to meet a guy, in my opinion, by going online. I have a very amount of clients that I have talked to that have been gone through some very, very uncomfortable experiences by meeting people online. I am not someone that recommends finding someone by online.
Oh.
I actually think that the better way for you to meet someone is by showing up. So maybe you take up Toastmasters like I told the last caller, or maybe you decide that you're going to start volunteering in the evenings or on weekends at the Salvation Army and you actually help, you know, serve food to people that need it. Or maybe you decide to volunteer at the spay-neuter clinics in your area at the vets that are super giving that help these you know, puppies and kittens get fixed, and that you're there to, you know, pet the puppy or kitten as they're waking up from anesthesia, but you're with other people that are doing exactly the same thing. So what I keep getting with you is that there's this huge shift about to happen for you. It starts with the new job. According to this, you are super qualified for the new job. So, hey, let me know what happens, okay?
Yeah, real quick, there was a new job, and then there might be an interview for a bus one, or there might be an interview for a teacher aid. There might be, you know, I'm just waiting. I definitely.
Oh, my God, so you actually work in the educational system, and I use that example with you?
Yeah, I'm a teacher aide, but I'm going to go for another position that's higher paying, and then I applied for a bus company closer to home, but I don't know if I'm going to hear from them.
Okay, I would also apply for any entry-level human resources job.
Okay.
I'm just saying, because they're going to pay you more money than you being a bus driver or, you know, even the next-level teacher aide. I'm just saying. I wouldn't have gotten that example if it wasn't meant for you. So,
all right,
thank
you so much.
All right, happy
New
Year. See you later. Okay, bye.
Yes.
All right, you guys, hang in there. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. I was wondering if I could ask
Jessica.
You a question rather than get a year.
Of course. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that okay? Thanks.
Yeah.
Just some stuff recently came up having to do with my parents again, and I'm just wondering how to finally let this all go as far as moving on.
Okay, so the cards that are coming up literally talk about legacy or inheritance. It's literally what these are talking about. So here's the thing, is that anything you do right now has to be treated like it's a business deal and not an emotional deal, okay? So the more pragmatic that you lay things out, the less that you go into any kind of emotions, all right? It's saying that you're not supposed to compromise what you know the right thing to do is. So as these cards are coming up, your power number is the number 4, and it's actually repeating here twice. So 4 is the number of foundation. It's you very logically, very systematically, very pragmatically setting out what's most important, and basically mind, body, spirit, but it's also lining up all the elements that it becomes obvious that things need to happen a certain way. Do you see what I mean?
So this has to do more with just like letting them go. Like I've been estranged on and off with them, and it's just, it's not working. Like we reconnect and it's like the same old stuff.
Right.
It's
so
just very, it seems to be very
remember how I said to treat
them.
It like a business deal? We have to treat it like a business deal. If it's bad business, we take a step back. It's interesting because the conclusion card in your reading literally talks about you reinventing yourself, that that you may actually tell people that that you don't have a family anymore, or the family you were born to is not a part of your active life. Now, here's the thing. I'm gonna give you a little tiny bit of information here that I hope is incredibly powerful for you. So there are some spirits that come into this lifetime, and they don't give a crap what family they're born to, because this spirit, you, couldn't wait to be here. So you don't actually really care how you got here. And the, really the blessing that, the only blessing that you give, and it would be a blessing of release with you, the only blessing you actually give your biological parents is the fact that your mother actually had you so that you could have this body, right? And that your spirit could inhabit this body, right? So we go into gratitude for being here, but it doesn't mean that you have to actively participate in any of the family shenanigans that go along with you having a relationship with them. So this is you not compromising yourself emotionally, because these people are not healthy for you. That's literally what it says.
No,
they're stingy with their time. They're stingy with their money. They're stingy with their love. They're stingy. And you don't need to be around that, because you, as this spirit, came in this lifetime to do new things. You know, I would love you to actually write a story or a screenplay about this revelation, this revelation that you've had. That it's something where you're kind of divorcing your birth family.
I can't seem to get over the sadness. I have written books about it. They're not out yet, but I have. Like, that's all part of the plan. It's in
right.
the process. I just, the sadness comes up. You know, like, I recently did move, and then there's, like, all this longing for my family came up again, and, like, the missing of them. And then it's, like, I reconnected with something, and it was, like, all the junk again, and it's, like, oh, my God. But it's, like,
right.
I can't keep going through.
Right.
It's hard for me to release it fully, completely, you know?
So this is saying that you're at the brink of your own personal epiphany, all right? So you asking me this specific question, the answer to the question is that you turn the pain over to spirit and you find a new family. Now, the funny thing is that when I say you find a new family, it could be that there are people around you at your job that you may not tell them that, well, you remind me of the mom I should have had. You may not say that to them, but you start treating her like she is the mom you should have had. The thing is that you have to go back to how brave and how huge your spirit is, that you couldn't wait to be here. You didn't give a crap who you were born to because your spirit was that strong. That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So you were supposed to go through this sense of estrangement in order to, whatever your karmic lesson was that you signed up for before you even came in this lifetime, is for you to find a way to make peace with that. So how do you bring peace to people that are shallow and fake? How do you bring peace to that? You just accept them for who they are and realize that they're not part of how your growth is going to be moving forward. That's literally what your cards say. But it talks about getting the inspiration from spirit. Spirit, how do I handle this? And, you know, I always tell people that when I'm talking to them about bringing more happiness into their life, bringing more joy, is that you wake up every morning first grateful that you got another day, and you say, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. And that's literally the shift that's about to happen for you. Your power month is actually the month of April, that there's a shift that literally comes up in the month of April, and that for you, it ends up being this amazing vibration, is because you decide to step back from anything that's not working for you, anything that doesn't generate a sense of loving, purposeful vibration in your life, that you decide that you're going to focus on the things that bring you joy, and you're not going to focus on what you think is missing in your life. Because when you start focusing on the joy, the love fills up the hole that you've been, you know, you look at the sort of the father knows best or leave it to beaver kind of vibration. Well, you didn't sign up for that in this lifetime. You signed up for being able to recognize that the family you were biologically born to is toxic. And because of that, you are now inspired spiritually to step back from that toxicity. Okay, I don't know if that's a word. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you're breaking the bad habit of trying to change people that just are not capable of being different than they are. That's what you're going to do. You see?
Yeah, and I've been doing really, really great. All enjoy lots of new things and stuff, and it's like I just got I got pulled back again. It was just this.
Well, okay, sweetie pie, the holidays are really tough.
Yeah, because I have been looking for a new family.
Right.
I've been looking for a new family. Yeah.
Right. So it could be that you start with the people at work, at your job. You start by loving them, and that by loving them, it teaches you how to kind of create your own family. All right, gal pal, got to go.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Happy
New Year.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay,
bye. Okay.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 305. Just a reminder, anyone that's on hold right now is going to get on the air, so don't hang up. I'm going to be able to get to your call within the confines and the time limit of this program, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to area code 305. Hi, 305. Who's this?
Eileen. Mona, hi.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Eileen.
Oh, hi, Eileen. All right, let's see what the new year wants to hold for you, okay?
Yeah.
Your potential of the new year. Do-do-do-do. Okay, so, wow. Now, if I were to give you an assignment, all right, for 2022, it would be you breaking any bad habits, all right? So if you're a smoker, or if there's anything that you're doing that you know doesn't contribute to your health, if you're addicted to sugar, whatever it is, it's time for you to break that habit, all right? And what it's saying is that there's a lot of power that goes along with you breaking this habit, all right? So here's the thing. Your power number in your reading is coming up as the number 9, which is the number of completion. So if there's anything that you've been putting off, this is the year to focus on that. Now remember, 2022 in numerology adds up to the number 6, which is the number of love. So anything that you can do that draws you to the number 6 or to the vibration of love, you may start seeing that number, pop up, right? So maybe it's a $6 special at the restaurant that you like. Whatever it is, six is the number of love. So you're going to start making a commitment to your love of your life, all right? What's also interesting here is you've got this card of, now this is the soulmate card. Now the soulmate card has two meanings in this deck. It means soulmate, where you actually meet people that are incredibly important to you, right? But it also means your life purpose. So your life purpose is not only helping people get to a better level in some way, but it's you getting to your better level. But in the process, you meet people that allow you to spring you into a new beginning in some way. So there's this absolutely amazing new beginning being presented to you, and I actually think that there may be some sort of a new opportunity or something you do that you get yourself involved in that within the next 5 weeks or by May of this year, because it's saying there's an action card that says that you do something connected with the number five. Now remember, number five is connected to communication. So if you're looking to change jobs, you start putting the vibration out there that you're ready to change jobs. If you want some sort of activity that gives you a sense of joy or a sense of purpose, like maybe you want to get more fit, that you make a total commitment. That if you were to make a total commitment to something that's connected with your health or feeling more vibrant, you need to make that commitment for 5 months. Make that commitment for 5 months. All right? And then everything starts to shift for you. But these are very, very powerful cards that speak to a new beginning of power, purpose, and incredibly strong relationships that are being presented to you. All right, Eileen. Happy New Year.
Loving it all. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for the call.
Bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 707 area code. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Valerie.
Oh, hi, Valerie. Okay, so let me see what the new year wants to hold for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first card, wow. So, okay, you have the most powerful card in my deck. So for those of you who have been listening to my program for any period of time, you know I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. The Osho Zen Tarot deck has an extra card in the deck. It's called the Master. Right? So it literally means a very organic connection to spirit. So you, my friend, Valerie, you have a very organic connection to spirit. It's incredibly powerful, all right? What it means is that as you move forward through any kind of project or issue, you can turn it over to spirit, and spirit will help you get on the other side of it, whichever way is the highest conclusion for all concerned, all right? Now, I also want to bring up this other interesting card in your reading that talks about that your own psychic ability, your own intuition gets developed once you start sleeping better. So it's saying that you've been having trouble sleeping. And so what I'm seeing here is that you find a way to get very, very restful sleep. I'm also going to recommend that you might get a book on lucid dreaming, where you actually learn how to direct your intuitive state in your dreaming state, okay? So there's several books that are on Amazon that have 4 and 5 stars. I'd get one or two of them. But the method of lucid dreaming is actually pretty simple. A little hard to do because there's a discipline with it, but it's actually pretty simple. You go to sleep with the intention of connecting with an answer or with a specific person that's either with us currently in this lifetime or has passed, past or present, right?
You go to sleep.
Oh, perfect. So when you get amazing sleep, you do it very effectively. When you don't get amazing sleep, you don't get that connection that you normally do. Now, because of all of this that I just told you, there is a significant love relationship that you're either going to meet or take to another level of something that you can actually see yourself with this person for the rest of your life. So because of this natural intuitive ability that you have, Valerie, it's saying that you're going to draw to you, or you're going to make a relationship now, allow it to go to the next level, all right? And that there's no stress with this. It just very organically moves in that direction, all right? So you don't find yourself struggling. You don't find yourself getting upset. You just allow it to happen. The only shift or change that I see is that you actually might change jobs just because I don't feel like you're being totally appreciated where you are work-wise. And then it says here that you may choose to go in another direction. And the power months for that are between March and June of this year. So your power number actually is the number 6, which is the number of love. Anything you can do that draws you to that vibration, in other words, doing what you love, even if you're not doing it now, that's the most important thing that it says for you moving forward. All right, gal pal, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 307 area code. Hello, 307. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Danny. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Danny. Let's see what the new year holds for you.
Awesome.
How'd you find
so
my program?
You know, I just go on Blog Talk Radio every now and then, and you popped up, and your profile was very intriguing, so I thought I'd reach out and see what you had in store for me.
Cool. Well, so you're a natural healer, Danny. Your cards are coming up as, you know, basically I look at this particular card that's indicating you, and it says that the ideal career for you would be to heal or inform, all right? So if I'd gotten a hold of you right out of high school, I would have told you to go into, you know, psychology, the medical field, personal training, physical therapy, anything that helps or heals in some way, and that for whatever reason, even if you're not in those professions now, that's being drawn to you by the people around you, that people have a tendency to approach you out of the blue and tell you their almost deepest, darkest secrets, even when you don't ask,
right?
Right? So,
right.
But the upside of that is the automatic trust that you create with people. That's wonderful. The downside of that is the emotional dumping that you get from people, all right? So if I were to choose just a regular, good old-fashioned 8-to-5 job for you, it would be something like director of human resources, where your intuition, your automatic intuition about somebody could actually help them get a great job. All right, you'd be an awesome recruiter, by the way, because you can tell right away as soon as you talk to somebody if they're the real deal or full of crap. So here you have this card that talks about you can handle a great deal of stress, you're amazing at connecting and trusting and bonding with people, and it says here that the spirits around you are trying to guide you into what I call your true place success. So you may be going toward that now. What do you do for work now?
So I'm a part owner of a restaurant, but, you know, I was an international art dealer working on cruise ships before COVID.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing with the restaurant. I'm almost wondering if that you actually might initiate a healing menu, all right, a menu that is specific to people that are, I don't know, looking to cut out carbs or sugar or whatever it is, but or maybe that you, I have found myself in the last several months really drawn to these wonderful green drinks that don't have any sugar in them, that they're made with spinach and cucumber and celery and all that other stuff. I find myself actually craving it. So my body must need something in those drinks because I just find myself really drawn to them. So I almost wonder if that maybe there's a healthy special of the day that you actually
help
to initiate.
I've been, it's funny that you say that. I've been doing a special batch of one of our more famous side dishes for my 101-year-old aunt who can't have certain ingredients. So,
aww.
You know, I've been doing a lighter fare for her.
Oh, well, that's awesome. So, and maybe that's what you call it on the menu, lighter fare.
I do like that for sure.
Lighter fare special, or name it after your aunt.
That definitely sounds like a good idea.
Let's say your aunt's name's
Lily. That's my father's sister, so.
Right. Maybe it's Lily Special. You know, whatever her name is, Lily Special, whatever it is. But I'm sitting here seeing your cards right now, that where you are right now is kind of a landing point so that the spirits can guide you to the next thing. Okay?
Definitely.
So, but while you're here at this landing level, you still need to be aware and attentive to how your power can make things better, that you can act as a catalyst to make things better. So, but there's another level. See, one of the things that I absolutely love about you is, again, there's this really wonderful, engaging quality about you. I mean, and if the focus were be to just make more money, I mean, let's just say that's the focus. Perhaps what you do is you get yourself hired at a jewelry store that sells high-end watches or high-end jewelry, and that there's a commission structure connected with that, because you already are very familiar and very comfortable with high-ticket items. So it may be time that you end up in your most engaging, fabulous way, getting yourself a job where you're selling Dior or Chanel or Louis Vuitton, or that you're at a high-end jewelry store and that you've studied about diamonds and gems and watches and what have you, so that you can speak very, very intelligently about those particular products. You know, it's really funny. I actually went into a store at the Wynn with a client, and he wanted to buy his girlfriend something. So he goes, pick something you like, right? So she went and chose a pair of $287,000 diamond earrings. And he whipped out his super secret American Express card and bought it for her. Okay? Now, I wasn't looking at the fact the girlfriend just picked out a pair of $287,000 diamond earrings. And I wasn't looking at the fact that it was no big deal for this guy to whip out his American Express. I was looking at the clerk. Because I'm picking up this vibration about him that he was incredibly excited, but because he's used to actually selling items that are so high ticket, and his commission on that was probably going to be at least $25,000. That was his commission on that. He was so casual about it, like it happened every day.
Well, you know, it's actually really funny that you say that, because right as you mentioned Dior, I was putting on my Dior boots, my snow boots. I was about to head on over to the restaurant.
Okay, so again, what I'm trying to tell you is that right now is a landing point for you. I just want you to pay attention to whatever the next step is, and you're going to know what it is as soon as it presents itself to you. So, all right,
definitely.
Danny, thanks for calling in.
Mona,
great
hey,
talking
thank
with
you. I appreciate you. Take care and happy
all right,
New Year.
See you later. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 803 area code. Hello, 803. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. All right, let's see what the new year has in store for you. I think you're a first-time caller to my program. How'd you find me?
I go on Blog Talk and look to get readings, so whoever's reading. I don't
all
know,
right,
you might
so you
have
found me, and when I'm going to call in.
All right.
That's cool. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a job offer about to be presented to you that allows you to do something different. So your skill set, in other words, the fact that you know a bunch of stuff, all right, and that's a huge benefit. What it's saying is that you're going to step away from what you've been doing to do something else, but that your talents and education and skill set and experience can actually go in a brand new direction. So this is saying, if you open your mind to the idea that your career can go into another direction, this is saying it will go into another direction. So instead of letting yourself get upset or even annoyed that things aren't happening fast enough for you, I want you instead to say to yourself, Spirit is presenting to me exactly what I need to have at exactly the right moment I'm supposed to have it. All right? So it's okay. Saying that you get to go into a new direction. It gets you out of an uncomfortable situation. And it's saying that it gets you out of an uncomfortable, maybe money situation, so that the opportunity that's presented gives you more opportunity to earn more money. But we don't love what we're doing now. We don't like the environment we're in right now. So now you decide to go, okay, well, where can I go in another direction that I have the opportunity to make more money than I'm making now? So here's the thing. When you're playing your A game, Chris, you can be very charming.
Right.
When you're playing your A game. But your job now hasn't gotten your A game because you don't like it there, right?
So, well, I take care of my mother, and that's all I do. That's all I've been doing for the past
over
a year.
All right, well, you're taking care of your mom for all the right reasons, all right?
Right.
But this is saying that there's a job opportunity that's about to be presented to you in the next 4 to 8 weeks that allows you to go in a different direction than what you've done before, but still allows you to be there for your mom when she needs you. Okay? So all I'm telling you that it's time, and again, I tell people this all the time, update your LinkedIn profile, put everything that you're doing on your LinkedIn profile, any jobs, any volunteer work, anything you do goes on the LinkedIn profile, and you connect with anybody that you have ever breathed on.
Okay.
All right, because this is saying that the job opportunity comes to you very organically, okay, and that you're actually going to be a better caretaker for your mom once you actually have a regular job.
Right, okay.
All right, my
okay.
friend.
Thanks
for the call.
Lot.
Oh, by the way, your power number here is the number 8, all right? So the number 8 is the number of fate, karma, and destiny, but it's saying that your power time frame is between now and the end of February. So this is saying that there's very likely to be a job opportunity presented to you between now and the end of February, but we got to get that LinkedIn profile up there so other people can see how fabulous you are, not just me. Okay?
Okay, I'll make that today.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
see you later. Happy New Year.
Happy
okay,
New
bye.
Year.
I've got somebody here from the 914 area code. Let me get him on the air. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie. Let's see what the new year wants to tell you, okay? All right, here we go. So this is a year of very valuable partnerships and letting go of partnerships or friendships or relationships that feel unfair to you, all right? In particular, there's a fella here that I don't like, and I don't know if he's connected with you personally or professionally, but it seems like this feeling of unfairness, like he has you over a barrel, that it feels like he's got you convinced that this is the only place that you can feel valued or treasured or paid for what you do. And the thing is that you're amazing at what you do for work, but I think you're in the wrong place. So what do you do for work, Julie?
Well, you know, one of my bigger things is I really want to move. I'm on one of the territories, and I want to get back to the U.S.
Okay,
so I
need you to, sweetie pie, honey, hold on, Julie, can you pick up your handset? Can you get closer to
sure.
a speaker? Because you sound like you're clear across the room
sure.
to me.
Can
okay.
you hear me better now?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you so much. So here's the thing. It says that you're in a very unfair or very uncomfortable environment right now. So it's saying that you need to partner or connect with people that can help you change where you are right now. So if you're not in the United States and your whole goal is to get back to the United States, that would be my number one goal. Now, your power month for that, according to these cards, is February. All right? So
yes.
So I have to tell you, I had a client that was actually stationed in the UK, but because her kids were in the United States, she actually started making phone calls to people and saying, I really need a job in the United States. I need to be closer to my kids. Well, she ended up, because of tapping the right person, getting the military to get her to move back to the United States. Okay? So what it's saying for you is that you need to bypass, it's saying don't deal with men, deal with women to get you back here.
Okay.
All right? So your power month to move here is February. And your power number in 2022 is the number 2. So I would like you to start beaming the direction or the state that you want to move to it. I mean, literally wake up and say, I'm grateful for being here. I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive, and I would really love to live in New Mexico, whatever the state is, okay? What I don't care what the state
That's
is.
That's funny
just
you mention that because I'm looking at land in Texas. That's right on the border of New Mexico.
Okay. I'm just telling you that you can get there. We just need to get your mind and your spirit and your energies focused that it's going to happen, all right? So the month I would like you to target is, I would and this is how I would say it, is that I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. I'm grateful for the opportunity for my new beginning, and I would really like to move in February. That's how I would start saying it to myself if I were you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
But I have
got
one other
this.
Question.
Okay, I'll let you do it. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a boy here who, you know, we're kind of moving forward-ish with, and it's going a little too slow, and I'm just wondering what's the problem.
Nope, he's not the one, honey. You don't meet the fella until you get back to Texas. You don't, and by the way, now I know you're moving to Texas because that came so strong to me. You are moving to Texas. It's going to happen. And when you get to Texas, that's when you meet the fella. I just want you to be grateful for this kid, this man that you've been spending time with, for the fact that he's helped you take away some of the lonesomeness, but he's not your soulmate. He's not the one. He was just sent to you by spirit to help you get through this time. You see what I mean?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Happy New Year. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. I really want a regular reading with you, and I hope it
okay.
can happen. It's like my fucking dream wish. You know, I'm sorry to curse, but I really
okay.
want a personal reading with you.
Well, if you want a session with me, what I'll need you to do is go to my website, which is www.mona.vegas. All right. And just email me through the website, and you and me, Julie, will set up time to have a session, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year.
Bye, you too.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody, just popped up here. I've got somebody from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hello, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda. You want to know what your New Year's overview is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so hold on. Let me get the cards out for you. Okay, so the power number that's coming up for you in your reading is the number 4, all right? So the number 4 means foundation. It means getting all of your ducks in a row, mind, body, spirit, financial, getting it all where it needs to be, okay? So what it's saying is that because I'm getting the power number 4 for you, there's a shift or a change that happens for you right around April of 2022. Now, I want to tell you about the vibration of 2022. If you add the digits of the year together, 2 and 2 and 2, it equals 6. 6 is the number mm-hmm. of love. So what I'm getting with you is that there's some sort of opportunity that comes connected with the number 4 because that's your power number. Now, whatever it is you love, connected with that number 4. So it could be a job offer that's presented to you in the next 4 weeks or the 4th of the month or by April of this year. And that you taking the new job offer or making the change leads you to love, all right? So it's a job that you love more than what you're doing now. It connects you with people that you love more than now. And that you start deciding to tap into the activities that show you that you love yourself and that you love your body, okay? That it's absolutely a time for you to go in that direction, okay? So what I keep getting with you, fabulous Linda, is that it's actually time for you to love yourself enough so that moving forward into the new year, you draw to you everything you need to have in the new year. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's stepping back and ignoring, in a way, anything that's not working for you. And instead, you fill it with the things that you know make you better, right? For example, let's say you've always wanted to learn how to sew. So you show up at, say, Joanne's, when they're demonstrating a new machine, or you stand up and you say, I really would like to learn how to sew, and that they would actually teach you sewing lessons. So now, instead of when the holidays roll around and you're getting them a gift card because you don't know what to get them, it could be you're making them stuff. I don't know, pot holders, you know, cloth trivets, whatever it is, that you're making these things for people, and now they're coming from a creative place with you, all right? But it literally says that for your foundation, doing the things that mm-hmm. give you a sense of balance, structure, and purpose, right, that you're taking care of all of those loose ends, all right, and that there is some sort of a new job offer or some sort of new opportunity presented to you connected with the number four that leads you more to love. And that's your big New Year's prediction. So, all right, Linda, thanks for the call. Thanks for finding the program.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.